yourself. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come.
My contact information has changed. My email address is rosyh615@gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
KAYT and KQJOFM. We're five cities strong all day long. Believe it. We've got Louisiana on lock.
Awesome room to redeem it.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
We're living in dire times where we are experiencing extremisms on every side, where the world's views have taken center stage, so much so they have infiltrated our churches. And we know this because we see it and we hear it every day. If we turn on our TV or on our radio, we can hear it. Our governmental society is ruled by disinformation, false information, propaganda, and it's for the purpose of misleading the American people. Now, because of this stance that our government has taken, it has left this world, and it keeps this world in constant confusion every day. And if we're going to come together, we're going to have to come together and come out of the hate, the bigotry, the division, the lawlessness, and all of this mistrust that the American people have in the government. We're going to have to come out of all that stuff, because this is what's keeping us apart. And Satan knows this. That's why he's got people in charge that will keep this going, hoping that it will keep us stirred up so that we don't know the right way to go. But the devil is a lie. So I'm hoping that this lesson will be a benefit to each of us, Christians and non-Christians alike, because we need to be together. We need togetherness instead of being pulled apart. We need togetherness, and the Lord knows we need it right now, in the name of Jesus. The Church of God, it has God-given ability and God-given authority to repair the breach. And we know that there is a breach in the church right now. There's a breach in the church. We can't say the world, because the world is going where it's supposed to go. The Bible says it's on its course to hell fires. But the church is not supposed to be like that. We have been given ability and authority to repair the breaches in the church right now. And it pertains to our government and the confidence and togetherness of the people. That's what needs to change. The confidence and the togetherness of the people has to change. Now, I'm not talking about so-called Christians. I'm not talking about so-called Christians. I'm talking about people that are real Christians, that are Christ-like. I'm talking about people that are sanctified, baptized, and filled with the Holy Spirit. Christians, according to Romans 10:9-10. And I'm giving you these scriptures because I want you to know that this is where you're going to find everything that I'm talking about. You're going to find it in these scriptures. And again, it's Romans 10:9-10. And we're going to have to look at Mark 16, 15-20. And we're going to look at Ephesians 5, verse 8. And these scriptures are talking about, they're talking about how we're supposed to behave as Christians. That's what they're talking about. We're going to have to live according to the word of God, because that's the only way God is going to accept us into heaven. We're going to have to live according to the word of God. Now, in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit fell on the people. And we know that because we can go back and read it in the Old Testament where the Holy Ghost fell on the people. But in this New Testament, you know, there's an infilling of the Holy Spirit. And we're going to read this also in the scriptures. And we know that the church, the people that are Christ-like, 95% of the people that's in the church right now, they're not living according to the word of God. You know, they're claiming to be Christians, and they want to be Christians, I believe, but they don't measure up. They're not measuring up to the word of God. So we're going to have to make sure that when we teach and preach the gospel of Christ, we're going to make sure that we make it exactly what God says so that we could measure up to the word of God. We're going to have to measure up. And saints of God, I'm telling you right now, the church is really just not measuring up. And I'm looking at my own life just as well as the other people's life, the other people in the church. I'm looking and I'm seeing, Lord, what am I not doing right? What am I doing right? What do I need to do? And it's all found in the scriptures what we should do. You know, many proclaim church leaders today, they don't measure up, you know, to the standards of what God says. And we're going to look at Philippians 2, verse 2, and we're going to tell you what Paul said, what he told us that we have to be doing in this time. You know, we're going to have to be saved, we're going to have to be sanctified, we're going to have to be baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit. And if we're not filled with the Holy Spirit, we're not going to be measuring up. And I don't care who tell you or who don't tell you. Because sometimes you have to realize you got to go for yourself. Once you get some of the word taught to you and preached to you and you get an understanding of it, then it's up to you to keep going. You keep going to the Bible. You keep reading. You keep meditating. You keep praying. You keep studying. It's not for the preachers to do all that. They're just supposed to give us enough word so that we can work by ourselves. We can get off of the milk bottle and start eating meat. That's their purpose. So this is how we're going to do this. We're going to have to look at the scripture, and we're going to have to be saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Spirit. That's how we're going to make it, saints. And it's all in the scriptures, just what we're supposed to do. All of this is in the scriptures that I'm telling you. And we're going to have to make sure that we do it. You know, according to the rules and regulations of what God says, this is how we're going to have to walk and talk and live according to what he says. You know, Jesus laid the foundation for the church, and it's our job to abide by that foundation, to walk by that foundation, to live by that foundation that he has already laid. You know, we must realize that it's not the name that's on the outside of the church door. It's not the name that's on the door, but it's the word of God. Amen. That's what we need to understand, that it's the word of God. It's not what we do. It's not what we say. And it's not what we think, but it is the Word of God. Praise God. Lord, I thank you. It's the Word of God. And our job and our responsibilities is to bring sinners in to the kingdom of God. We're supposed to bring these people in to the kingdom of God. And how do we do that? We have to witness to them. And when I was growing up, we used to call it going out and witnessing to the people. And we'd go out and talk to them and tell them about the Word of God. Now, not all of them would listen, but some of them would listen. And this is how we bring people into heaven. This is how we bring people into the kingdom of God. We have to do it, saints, because that's our job, you know, bringing, and you know, our job is to bring heaven down into this earth. And when we teach and preach the gospel of God, we're bringing the kingdom of heaven down in here so that the people can understand and the people can start doing what the Lord has told us to do. Amen. So that's what the gospel is all about. That's what it's all about. And we have to come in to the kingdom doing everything that God told us to do. He told us to come in here, and we're supposed to bring sinners. We're supposed to heal diseases. Saints of God, listen to this. We're supposed to heal diseases. Now, we're walking around here, and we have doctors, and we have all these kind of people, but we're supposed to be healing these diseases. You know, he has given us the power and the authority over evil spirits in the world to cast out demons and devils. And we have the power to heal the sick, lay hands on the sick and see them delivered, to cast out those demons and devils, just like I said. You know, that's what God has given us power to do. We have power to raise the dead even. We know that everything that Jesus did, he said we can do the same thing. So we can raise the dead. We have power to do that. We have power and authority over all the power of the devil. And you know what? God said, nothing shall by any means hurt us. Nothing shall by any means harm us. So, saints of God, we need to get ready. It's past time to get ready. We need to be doing exactly what God said do. And you know what else he said? That nothing, when he gave us this power over all the power of the enemy, he said, nothing shall by any means hurt us. Now, it's nothing means nothing. And we got that out of Luke 10 and 19. You know, the devil can't scare us out of it. He can't kill us. He can't destroy us. You know, he cannot do any of those things to us when we stand in the Word of God. By no means can he do this. So, saints of God, we have a lot of power that's been given to us. So it's up to the church. It's up to the church to do the things that God has given us to do. This authority has been delegated to us. This power have been given to us through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And we must take advantage of it today in the name of Jesus. So I'm just telling you that there's so many things that we have to be doing right now. So many things. And if we don't start doing them, we're going to be left out. Because God is not going to change what he's set up. Because God is not for each one of us. He can't do that. That's why he said, I never change. And he said, Jesus, he's the same today, yesterday, and forever. He doesn't change. The Holy Spirit is down here with us, and the Bible says he will live in us forever. So that means the Trinity is not going to change. The Father, the Son, nor the Holy Ghost is going to change. So what has to change is our views. We have to change what we're putting in there and just let what God put in his word, let it stand for the truth, because it is the truth. And this is how we're going to come together, saints of God. This is how we're going to come together. This is how we're going to repair the breach that Satan has made in the church. This is how we're going to repair that breach. We're going to have to